All right, so today we're going to do a deep dive into something pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the world of injection molding prep.
All right.
Now, you might think injection molding is as simple as melting some plastic and pouring it into a mold,
Right.
but trust me,
Oh, yeah.
there is so much more to it.
It's way more than that.
And to get a truly perfect plastic product, it all starts way before any plastic
Yes.
even gets near the heat.
Exactly.
So think of this deep dive
Yeah.
as us being like your construction crew.
Okay.
We're going to walk you through
Right.
every single step,
Yeah.
and we've got some really awesome source material to work with today.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're going to show you just how much prep work
Right.
goes into making those everyday plastic products you see everywhere.
Like, it's incredible how much goes on behind the scenes.
Oh,
So much
absolutely.
more than you might think.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We're talking about choosing the right plastic,
Right.
making sure the mold is flawless, and even prepping the machine itself.
I know, it's wild.
Yeah.
So let's start with the raw materials,
Okay.
the plastic itself.
Yeah.
You know, reading through the source material got me thinking,
Yeah.
choosing the right plastic is kind of like
Okay.
choosing the right wood for furniture.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You wouldn't use balsa wood to build a table, would you?
No,
No,
absolutely not.
exactly.
Each plastic has its own unique properties,
Right.
strengths, and weaknesses.
Yeah,
It's like,
yeah.
imagine you are designing a water bottle.
Okay.
You wouldn't use the same type of plastic as you would for, say, a car bumper.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Because the water bottle needs to be lightweight and flexible, while a car bumper needs to be tough and impact resistant.
Exactly.
It's amazing how each plastic is designed for a very specific job.
It really is.
And that's why understanding the performance requirements of the plastic is just so important.
Oh, absolutely. If you get this part wrong,
Yeah.
it could lead to some serious problems down the line.
Right,
Think
like
about a
what?
part that's supposed to hold boiling water.
Okay.
Using the wrong plastic could mean it warps or even melts.
Oh, wow.
You see?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crucial.
And speaking of things going wrong,
Yeah.
our research highlighted how important inspections are
Oh,
for
absolutely.
those raw materials.
Yes, inspections are key.
It's like
Yeah.
checking the ingredients before baking a cake. You want to make sure
Yeah.
everything's fresh and there's nothing funky in there.
Absolutely. Inspections can reveal things like
Yeah.
impurities or inconsistencies in the plastic. These might seem insignificant,
Right.
but
Yeah.
they can actually lead to defects in the final product.
Oh, really?
Yeah, imagine a seemingly perfect part suddenly cracking weeks later
Oh, wow.
because of a tiny impurity.
That's
That's
scary.
why this step is so vital.
So it's like preventative maintenance almost.
You could say that.
Okay, so we've got choosing the right plastic
Right.
and then checking it for impurities. Got it.
Yeah.
But our source material also mentioned drying
Yeah.
as an important step.
Drying is crucial for some plastics.
Okay, I'm guessing not all plastics need to be dried then.
That's right.
Okay.
Some plastics are like sponges. They absorb moisture from the air.
Oh, yeah.
Nylon's a great example.
Right.
If you don't dry nylon properly before molding,
Yeah.
that trapped moisture can vaporize during the process.
Oh, so what happens? Does the part explode?
Not quite,
Oh.
but close.
Right.
That vaporized moisture creates bubbles in the plastic,
Interesting.
weakening the part.
Oh,
It's
okay.
like having air pockets in a cake.
Gotcha.
It might look fine on the outside, but it won't have the structural integrity it needs.
So it's kind of deceiving.
Yeah, you could say
It
that.
looks fine, but it's not structurally sound.
Exactly.
So that's why drying is important.
Especially for plastics like nylon.
Okay.
You don't want a seemingly perfect product
Right.
failing
Right.
down the line because of trapped moisture.
Yeah. Makes you think twice about all the plastic products we use, right?
It really does.
All right. So we've talked about the plastic itself, but what about the mold?
Ah, yes, the mold.
What is the deal with that?
Well, that brings us to the next crucial stage, mold inspection. You
Okay,
see,
yeah.
even if you have the perfect plastic,
Right.
a faulty mold can ruin everything.
Really?
Absolutely. It's like
Okay.
giving your baking pan a thorough checkup.
Okay.
You want to make sure it's clean, free of damage,
Right.
and that all the parts are working correctly.
Yeah, that makes sense. You mentioned that a faulty mold can just ruin everything.
Oh, it can.
So what kind of problems can come up?
Well, for instance, let's talk about parting surfaces.
Okay.
These are the parts of the mold that come together
Okay.
to form the final shape.
Gotcha.
Imagine a clamshell
All right.
where the two halves meet.
Yeah.
is the parting surface.
I can picture that.
Yeah.
So what happens if those parting surfaces aren't perfectly smooth?
You might get something called flash on your part.
What's flash?
That's basically excess plastic.
Oh, okay.
That squeezes out where the mold halves meet, leaving an unsightly seam.
It's like extra plastic.
Yeah. And it's not just ugly. It can actually create weak points.
Really?
Making your part more prone to breakage.
Oh, wow. So it's not just aesthetics.
No, it's a structural issue.
It affects the actual integrity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why mold inspection is so crucial. It's all about catching these potential problems early on before they turn into major headaches.
So you're saving yourself trouble later down the line.
Precisely.
All right. So we've got the right plastic.
Mm-hmm.
We've checked it, made sure there are no impurities.
Yeah.
Dried it if needed.
Right.
And we've made sure our mold is flawless.
Perfect.
So what's next?
Well, now it's time to turn our attention to the star of the show.
Okay.
The injection molding machine itself.
All right. This is where it gets interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So our research mentioned detailed checks for the machine.
Yes. Those are essential.
What exactly are we looking for here?
We're going to dive into three main areas.
Okay.
Hydraulics, the electrical system, and temperature control.
Okay. So let's start with hydraulics.
Right.
What are hydraulics?
Good question.
And why are they so important for injection molding?
Well, think of hydraulics as the muscles of the machine.
Oh.
They provide the force needed to inject that molten plastic into the mold.
So it's all about pressure.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Checking for leaks and making sure the pressure is correct is vital.
Okay, so what happens if the pressure is off?
Well, if the pressure is too low, the plastic might not fill the mold properly.
Oh, okay.
But if it's too high,
yeah,
you risk damaging the mold or even the machine itself.
Oh, wow. So it's like Goldilocks.
Exactly.
It has to be just right.
The pressure has to be just right.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
I never realized how much precision goes into this.
It's a precise process.
Okay, so we've checked the hydraulics.
All right.
What about the electrical system?
Yes, the electrical system.
What are we looking for there?
Well, the electrical system is like the nervous system of the machine.
Okay.
It controls everything from the heating elements to the motors that drive the injection process.
So it's really the brains of the operation.
You could say that.
What can go wrong there?
Yeah. Checking the electrical system isn't just about safety.
Right.
It's also about consistency.
Okay.
If there's a problem with the electrical system,
it
could cause the machine to malfunction.
And then what?
Resulting in products that vary in quality.
Oh, so you could end up with like a batch of good ones and a batch of bad ones.
Yeah, exactly. We want every product to be identical.
Right.
Meeting the exact specifications.
Yeah.
That's why a stable and reliable electrical system is so crucial.
Okay, so we've got the hydraulics, the electrical system. Mm-hmm. What's the third thing we need to check?
Temperature control.
Oh.
This is where things get really interesting.
Oh.
Remember how we talked about how different plastics have different properties?
Like some need to be dried and others don't.
Exactly. Okay. Well, those differences also affect how the plastic needs to be heated and cooled during the molding process.
Gotcha.
The injection molding machine
has
to be able to maintain very precise temperatures throughout the entire cycle.
So what happens if the temperature isn't right?
Well, if the temperature is too low,
the
plastic might not flow properly into the mold, leading to incomplete parts.
Yeah.
But if it's too high, you could burn the plastic or cause it to warp.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance.
It's kind of like baking a cake, isn't it?
Exactly.
You need the oven at the right temperature or it won't rise, right?
That's a great analogy.
Okay, so temperature control.
It's crucial.
Got it.
We need to make sure the heating elements, the cooling systems, and all the sensors are working perfectly.
That's a lot of stuff to check.
It is, but it's all important.
All right, so we've got the hydraulics, the electrical system,
and
the temperature control.
All checked.
Is there anything else?
Well, almost.
Oh, okay.
We're missing one crucial ingredient.
Whoa.
The human element.
Oh, right. The person who actually operates the machine.
That's exactly.
I bet there's more to it than just pushing a button.
You bet.
Okay.
And that's where operator training comes in.
All right. So let's dive into that.
Sounds good.
What kind of skills does an injection molding operator need?
Well, they need to have a deep understanding mm-hmm. of the entire process.
So they need to know the whole thing.
From selecting the right plastic
right.
to setting the machine parameters.
Okay.
They need to be able to troubleshoot problems.
Oh, so problem-solving skills are important.
Absolutely.
Oh,
make adjustments on the fly.
So they need to think on their feet.
Yes, but and ensure that every product meets the highest quality standards.
It's a lot of responsibility.
It is.
Wow, so how do people even become skilled injection molding operators? Like, what kind of training is there?
There are several approaches,
okay,
and they all play an important role in developing a skilled operator.
What's the most important one?
Hands-on workshops are essential.
Okay.
There's no substitute for getting experience
mm-hmm.
with the actual machines and material.
It's like learning to ride a bike.
Exactly.
You can read about it all you want, but until you actually get on the bike and try it,
yeah,
you won't really learn.
Exactly.
What about other types of training?
Well, simulation software
oh, okay.
can also be incredibly helpful.
So it's like a virtual environment?
Yes, it's like a flight simulator for injection molding.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
It is.
So they can practice different situations
yeah.
without any real risk.
They can learn how to troubleshoot problems,
yeah.
make adjustments,
mm-hmm.
and handle unexpected situations without any risk.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great way to build confidence and
yeah,
expertise.
I like that.
Yeah.
What else is there?
And of course,
yeah.
continuous education is key.
So even after they're trained,
yeah.
they're still learning.
The world of injection molding is constantly evolving.
Right.
With new materials and technologies emerging all the time. So staying up to date on the latest advancements
yeah.
is crucial.
For what?
For maintaining quality and efficiency.
So it's an ongoing process.
It is. It's an investment in the operator's skills.
Right.
And the company's success.
This has been fascinating.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
It's amazing how much work goes into this.
It really is. And we're not done yet.
Oh, there's more.
There's still more to explore
Yay.
In the world of injection molding prep.
All right. I can't wait to dive into the next part of this.
Me too.
Okay, listeners, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with part two
okay.
of our deep dive into injection molding prep.
Great.
Stay tuned.
See you soon.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of injection molding prep.
We're back.
Before the break, we were talking about
right.
the importance of operator training
yeah.
and how a skilled operator can really yeah. make or break the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's not just about yeah. intuition, right?
Not just intuition.
It's not just about experience.
Right.
Our research mentioned
yeah.
something called industry guidelines.
Oh, yeah.
For injection molding machine inspections.
Those are essential.
So it's not just about having a good feel for the machine.
It's more than just a feel.
There's an actual science behind it.
Absolutely. Those guidelines act as a comprehensive checklist.
Okay.
Covering everything from safety protocols
mm-hmm.
to very specific machine settings.
I see.
Imagine a pilot going through pre-flight checks.
Okay.
It's that level of meticulousness.
So if someone was new to injection molding,
right.
these guidelines would be a good place to start.
Oh, absolutely. They offer a solid foundation
yeah.
and help ensure operations meet industry standards.
Gotcha.
It takes the guesswork out of the process.
Okay.
Especially for those starting out.
I also noticed in our research
yeah.
that it mentioned
mm-hmm.
debugging
yes.
and parameter adjustment. Right. It makes it sound like you're talking about computer programming.
Well, there are similarities.
Oh, really?
Debugging in this context
mm-hmm.
means systematically
mm-hmm.
identifying and resolving any issues
okay.
that might be affecting the machine's performance.
I see.
Think of it like fine-tuning an instrument
oh, that...
or a concert.
So you're looking for anything that might be off-key.
Exactly.
And adjusting it to create perfect harmony?
Precisely.
That's a good way to put it.
And that's where parameter adjustment comes in.
Okay.
This is where the operator's expertise really shines.
All right. So what does that involve?
It involves setting machine parameters.
Okay.
Like injection pressure,
mm-hmm.
speed,
mm-hmm.
and holding pressure.
Okay.
Based on the specific product and mold.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach?
Not at all.
Interesting.
Each product and mold
yeah.
have unique requirements.
Okay.
And the operator needs to adapt the machine settings accordingly.
That makes sense.
This is where the art and science of injection molding
mm.
truly intersect.
It sounds like a delicate balance.
It's as a skilled operator can feel the machine.
So they kind of have to have a sixth sense.
In a way.
About what needs to be adjusted.
They understand how subtle adjustments will affect the final product.
Oh, wow.
They know when to tweak the pressure
right.
or temperature
mm-hmm.
to avoid defects and ensure consistent results.
It's like they're almost becoming one with the machine.
You can say that.
Our research also mentioned idle operation tests.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What are those?
Imagine warming up your car engine on a cold day.
Okay.
An idle operation test is like that.
All right.
A warm up for the injection molding machine.
So it's basically running the machine,
yeah,
but not actually making anything.
It involves running the machine without any material,
gotcha,
to ensure all moving parts are working smoothly, mm-hmm, and there are no unusual noises, okay, or vibrations.
So it's kind of like a test run.
To make sure everything is working properly.
It minimizes downtime,
yeah,
and helps guarantee a smooth and efficient production process.
Okay, so it's all about preventing problems.
Absolutely.
Before they even start.
That's the key.
So we've talked about the machine, mm-hmm, the operator,
yeah,
and the importance of following those guidelines.
Those guidelines are crucial.
Is there anything else we need to consider in the prep stage?
Well, there's one more crucial factor.
Okay.
That's often overlooked.
What's that?
The production environment itself.
Okay, wait. So it's not just about the machine and the materials.
It's more than that.
The actual space where the injection molding happens?
The environment can significantly affect the success.
Really?
Of the injection molding process.
Huh. Interesting.
Temperature and humidity levels can, yeah, affect how the plastic cools and solidifies.
I see.
Ultimately impacting the final product's dimensions and quality.
So it's like baking a cake.
Exactly.
You wouldn't want to bake it in a sauna,
right,
or a freezer.
The temperature of the room matters.
Yeah.
Creating a controlled environment is essential.
So you're saying that even things like dust and ventilation,
even those things,
can affect the final product.
They can all play a role.
This is really eye-opening.
It is fascinating, isn't it?
It really is.
All these seemingly small factors,
yeah,
can have a big impact
on the quality of the final product.
It really highlights the importance, yeah, of this often overlooked stage.
It's like building a house.
Mm.
You need a strong foundation.
A strong foundation is essential.
Yes, something else.
Exactly. And all this prep work.
Yeah.
From raw material selection to, yeah, machine checks,
mm,
to operator training.
Mm.
And even the production environment.
Yeah.
It's all an investment.
An investment in what?
An investment in quality.
Okay.
Consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately,
yeah,
success.
So if you cut corners in the prep stage,
you're asking for trouble.
You're going to pay for it later.
It will come back to haunt you.
With all these steps we've talked about,
yeah,
what would you say is the biggest challenge?
That's a good question.
In getting all of this right.
I'd say the biggest challenge lies in striking the right balance.
Okay.
Between precision,
uh-huh,
and adaptability.
So you need to be meticulous.
Absolutely.
But also flexible.
Yes. You need to be meticulous in your prep work.
Okay.
While remaining flexible enough to adjust to the unique challenges.
I see.
Each new product presents.
Can you give me an example?
Certainly. Let's consider a hypothetical scenario.
All right.
You're launching a brand new product.
Okay.
With intricate design features.
Got it.
You've carefully selected the ideal plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Ensuring it possesses the required strength and flexibility.
Okay.
Your mold is a work of art.
Yeah.
Capturing every detail with precision.
All right.
But when you run the first test,
uh-huh,
you discover that the plastic isn't flowing properly.
Oh, no.
Into certain areas of the mold.
So what do you do then?
This is where adaptability comes in.
Okay.
You might need to experiment with different injection pressures, mm-hmm, temperatures.
Okay.
Or even modify the mold slightly.
It sounds like problem solving is key.
It is a key skill for an injection molding operator.
Gotcha.
They need to be able to think critically.
Right.
And find solutions when things don't go exactly according to plan.
So even with all the prep work,
right,
things can still go wrong.
They can, and that's what makes this field,
yeah,
so fascinating.
It's always a challenge.
It's a constant learning process.
Okay, now before we wrap up,
yeah,
I have one more question.
All right.
We've talked about how important the prep work is,
mm-hmm,
for quality,
right,
and consistency.
Yeah.
But what about efficiency?
Ah, good question.
Does all this prep work actually slow things down?
That's a common misconception.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. While it's true,
uh-huh,
that thorough prep work,
yeah,
requires time and attention to detail,
right,
it ultimately leads to a more efficient operation.
Really?
Think of it this way.
Okay.
By catching potential problems early on,
yeah,
you avoid costly delays,
yeah,
and rework down the line.
It's like an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Precisely, investing time in upfront preparation
makes sense.
Streamlines the entire process,
yeah,
allowing for smoother production runs, mm-hmm, and faster turnaround times.
Okay.
It's a win-win situation.
That's great.
Mm.
All right. I think this has been a really insightful conversation.
I agree.
What are your final thoughts before we wrap up?
I'd encourage everyone to think about the plastic products that they encounter every day.
Like what?
From simple toys
right?
to complex medical devices.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And to recognize the meticulous prep work that goes into creating each one.
It's really amazing when you think about it.
It is. It's a testament to human ingenuity and the power of precision engineering.
Well said. I feel like I've learned so much.
I'm glad to hear that.
About injection molding.
Me too.
All right, listeners.
Yeah.
That wraps up part two of our deep dive.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back soon with the final part.
Looking forward to it.
Of this episode.
Me too.
Stay tuned.
See you then.
Welcome back to the deep dive. You know, we've been talking about this whole injection molding prep thing.
We have.
And it's really fascinating to me.
Yeah.
How much goes into making what we think of as simple plastic products.
Yeah, it's incredible. All the planning and the precision.
It's like we've been peeling back the layers of an onion.
I like that analogy.
You know, to see how complex it really is.
It's not just melting plastic and pouring it in a mold.
Right. And all this attention to detail is really what separates a quality product from something that's going to fall apart.
You got it.
And I think one of the big things I've taken away from this is the importance of the human element.
Oh, absolutely.
We think about automation, robots, all of that. But having a skilled operator is crucial.
A well-trained operator can really make all the difference.
And you mentioned that every product has its own challenges.
Every single one.
So what advice would you give to someone who's designing a brand new product that they want to make sure is injection molded to the highest standards?
That's a great question. I would say the most important thing is understanding the product's requirements.
So what does that mean?
Well, what are the functional demands?
Okay.
What kind of environment will it be used in?
Right.
Are there aesthetic considerations?
Yeah. Huh?
You need to think about all of that.
So it's not just about finding the cheapest option?
No, not at all.
The easiest option.
It's about finding that perfect match between the product's needs and what injection molding can do.
That makes sense. And it sounds like you need to get the experts involved early on.
As early as possible.
To make sure that you're not designing something that can't even be made.
Exactly. Their insights can help you avoid costly mistakes.
All right. So as we wrap up this deep dive,
what's
the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
I want them to remember that quality isn't just luck.
Okay.
It's the result of careful planning,
uh-huh.
rigorous testing, and a real pursuit of excellence.
It's all about those details.
It really is. And especially in injection molding, where precision is so important.
Well said. I feel like I've learned a ton about a process I really didn't know much about before.
It's been a pleasure sharing this with you.
And a huge thank you to our listeners.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
For joining us on this deep dive into injection molding prep.
It's been fun.
And make sure you check out the source material.
Lots of great info in there.
To learn even more, and be sure to join us next time.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
As we continue to explore this incredible world of manufacturing.
See you next time.
Until then, keep learning.
Keep exploring.
And keep creating.